Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're live. Welcome to the Strike Up here, episode number 244, with your pals Alan and Rapid Dave. I'm Alan.
Rapid Dave.
Rapid Dave?
What's up, man?
Nothing, man. How you doing?
Boy, it has been, ever since you got here, it's been a whirlwind of just crap.
It's just been wheels off.
From insanity. The start.
And like, as we're starting the show, I'm thinking about something,
uh-huh.
And I just need to look this up because...
You kind of look it up?
Okay, not yet. Okay.
Okay. Oh, are we close to our anniversary?
We are.
All right, just making sure it's not today.
Our anniversary is May 23rd.
Okay.
Of 2018. So we're coming up on 5 years.
Well, that'll be fun.
5 years of the podcast.
I have a meeting with the Bobs the day before that.
The Bobs?
On the 22nd.
Okay, all right.
Got some people coming in that are like, hey, you got to meet with them. I go, why? Why am I meeting? So I'm like, sounds like I'm interviewing for my own damn job.
No, she's been missing a lot of work lately. I wouldn't say I'm missing it.
Jesus. But yeah, it's been a hell of a day.
So you, one of us killed an animal today.
You shot it too.
I said one of us. I don't know who like dealt the killing blow, right? Because like, so I showed up.
What are they doing to Indiana Jones?
It's just, I don't know, man. It's
oh god, Steven
Spielberg does not look consensual at
that
all.
It is not.
But anyway, so I show up,
uh-huh.
And you got this big tall like welcome sign next to your door.
Yeah.
And there's a mouse there.
Yeah,
a big mouse.
It's quite large.
Quite large.
There's
not
your boy
a rat.
Verdugo.
But
you don't think it classifies as a rat?
I don't think so.
No, not quite big enough.
No, I don't. Yeah. Right. Well, different. It has nothing to do with size. You can
different
have a small
species.
Rat. You're right.
Okay.
And he's up on top of that sign, just chilling. I walk up, I'm like, huh? And it's like right there next to your door. And the first thing I think is, I ain't letting this girl in the house. If I let this guy in the house,
oh.
I will never hear the end of it.
Never. You'd have to let him in like, and then never say anything.
Yeah.
Because then
I'd say nothing.
Yeah, you'd have to say nothing.
And you'd be like, oh my gosh, there's a mouse. I'm like, what?
say what?
How'd that mouse get here?
and you let him in. Yeah, that's exactly what would happen.
No, that's exactly, I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, but so I made sure, but like, he's climbing on top of this sign. The next thing you know, he's like up on the wall, like he's Spider Mouse. Like, I don't know how he was on the wall, but he's like straight up on the wall standing. I'm like, what the
hell's this thing up to?
And like, I go to open the door and he shoots his head over and looks. I'm like, let me close that real quick.
He's already thinking
These guys
about
are
coming
fast.
In.
He's I know like, that. Let me come. And so I'm like, okay, I move the cooler over. So it's like right there by the door. And I'm like, okay, we're going to do this quick. And like, I wait till he looks away and I'm like, poof, poof, jump in. Meanwhile, Lizzie's walking towards the front door. She's like, was the door unlocked? I go, yeah, no, the door was unlocked. There's just a mouse out there. She's like, what? So she locks the door. Like, oh, he ain't going to get in. Like,
he doesn't have the key.
Right. I mean, I don't know that you had to lock it. I think he lacks the opposable thumb to open the door, but
Jinxie can't flush the toilet.
And I come and tell you, I'm like, hey, there's a mouse out there. You're like, oh yeah. Yeah. Let me go get my shovel.
I can't help. That's what my first thought is.
Yeah.
Let's go get the shovel.
So we see him standing on the wall.
Uh-huh.
Spider Mouse again.
Yeah. Well, I was like, where is he? You know, like, and then all of a sudden we saw the tail sticking out from behind the sign. Yeah.
And I'm like, so you move the sign. And then he's jumping down, running between your legs. You're swinging the shovel. Like, I feel like I'm watching a Looney Tune as this is all going on. Like, you're swinging the shovel all over the place, and I'm trying to jump back. I don't want to get hit with the damn shovel. And he runs down in this little hole thing.
Yeah, drainage.
A little drainage area.
His friend's drainage, yeah.
And you're like, all right, I want to get him. You pull the hose out. You stick it down the hole. And
I've seen it before on the documentary.
Right.
Caddyshack.
And so we're down at the other end waiting, and like, man, he's not coming. You go back out there. He pops back out. You start swinging the shovel. again. Missed him. He gets back in the hole, and the hose is going all over the place.
That shit was all spraying the house, spraying me. It's like it was crazy.
It's like Bugs Bunny trying to put the fire out, and the hose is taking him for a ride. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Finally, he's kind of sticks his head out, and you're like, all right, well, I know how to get him. You go get the BB gun. You shoot him. And then we turn the water off, and he's just hanging out in the drain.
Uh-huh. I'm like, yeah, and
you're like, yeah, let me go get something to pull him out. You're like, if you want to shoot him again, go for it.
So I got the gun,
and I'm sitting there, and I'm looking. I'm like, do I want to fire from back far? Do I want to get close? What do I want to do? Maybe I want to test my aim, right? And then as I'm sitting there figuring out what I'm going to do, I see a move. I'm like, oh, get that quote back. Got him.
As I come back out, you're like sitting there still cocking the gun again. I'm like, how many times are you going to shoot this damn thing?
I go, he moved. You're like, shoot him again. And I shot him through the ear. I'm like, this is not going to. And then we're trying to dig him out of the hole. You got a stick and we got a little claw thing. And we finally get him out. We throw him out there by the curb and just put everybody on notice. Like, look, this is what happens when you come here, buddy.
Oh, God. Yeah, he was quite large. But I knew once he got in that hole, he was coming out of one of two areas. And you were watching one. And I was like, I'm flooding this other one. Because I didn't think he was going to make it. Because once that fills up, it comes back up towards the front.
Right.
Anyways. Before we let's
drink this beer. Get a beer.
I'd like to say thanks to Lizzie from Happy Wildflowers who picked this 12 pack up for us. You got it over there. It's the all day IPA variety pack.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah, I've got the
we got the 12 pack over here. So Lizzie picked up this 12 pack for us, and so she's sitting there going through. I was like, man, it's been a while since I had a Founders. For me, it has been.
Right.
And so here's the all day. There we go. All day variety pack. You got a session IPA, a session hazy as well, session West Coast, and a session red. The thing I like about this is it kind of goes with the theme of what we've been trying to do lately, right? Have beers that are made for summertime or whatever, but they're also session beers. They're 4.5. Get a little pause in there for that. And we want to, you know, this is like, I didn't realize all of them were sessions, but this is all day Crimson Sky Session Red IPA. Very excited to have this one. Only 4.7% alcohol by volume and 45 IBUs. Oh, look at that.
I mean, it just pours. Isn't she a beaut, Clark?
Isn't she a beaut? Oh, my God. So, yeah, and it was something else. Once we finally got it done, you know, we got in the house. We're already running late. You know, we're like, well, we still got to do our beer reviews. So if you're watching or listening on, you know, if you're watching on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or Twitch, hello. And if you're listening on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Deezer, wherever you stream your podcast,
hi.
We have a couple videos that we're going to be releasing on Tuesday and on Wednesday, or excuse me, Thursday and on Friday.
Friday.
One of them is the Mayo beer from Martin House, which, listen, you got to watch the video, right? That thing, it's a mayonnaise beer. And here's the can. There you go. It looks like a can of freaking...
it's Hellman's Mayo.
Hellman's, yeah. And the other beer we had was... It's the Pensacola Dreamin'. Now, that is a orange soda, right? Hard...
Orange soda alcoholic.
There we go. Yeah. So, yeah. Let's take a look at this beer. I probably need to take a picture of it because, you know, I like to take pictures of all my beer.
Yeah.
Oh, it smells great, though.
It tastes pretty great, too. Like, so, I've already had a swig or two.
I deleted about 400 pictures today off my phone.
Right?
All beer.
I did that last night.
Did you?
I deleted, I think, 300 pictures.
Cheers to you, bud.
Pictures and videos.
Yeah? All right. Oh, yeah. That's
because I was recording a Patreon video.
Yeah?
And I didn't want it to... Cut out. So it was like, okay, let me delete a bunch of stuff.
So give the people a little something. What'd you do the Patreon video about?
I talked about everything that we got going on.
Let's take some of that Pensacola. Where can I find it? It's Martin House. Orange
soda.
When I had it, I thought of Ryan.
Yeah.
I was like, because he loves that stuff. You know what I mean? He loves like not your dad's orange soda. Yeah. You know, stuff
you
like that.
You might be able to get it at Kroger. I think I've seen it at Kroger.
Yeah. Check it
you
out,
might
man.
Not have to go to the brewer.
Because they do, Kroger carries a lot of Martin House beers, yep. And you can get almost any beer that we had. Now, we still have several beers left. We probably have, you have six left out of the pack that you got. I bought a couple more beers. I need to send you home with one.
You sent them? I already sent you last week.
Okay. Yeah, we just didn't do a Monday show this week. We're busy and whatnot. So, yeah, crazy.
But no, so I just did a video about everything that we have going on.
Yeah.
So here we are Wednesday, our typical Wednesday show. Mm-hmm. And then we have our Monday show that we do most of the time. But we've started doing just straight audio traditional podcasts about baseball, football, and then we're going to start a fantasy football one as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing so we've got the SB Baseball Podcast, which is the home of Talking Baseball with Alan, as well as the
SB Baseball.
SB Baseball.
In general, you know, yeah.
Look, Ma, we're baseball guys, is what we're calling it this week. But we've got you've got the Ranger Roundup that mm-hmm. you release on Mondays, where you talk about all about the Texas Rangers, their previous week, and what they got coming up. And then I've got Talking Lions with Alan, where okay. I'm just talking about the Detroit Lions. Here lately, it's been about the draft and the DeAndre Swift trade. So if you want my thoughts on all that stuff, go check that out. And then we've got the SB Fantasy Football Podcast that I think we're recording the first episode in between shows tonight. So that will be dropping soon, as well as I've already recorded a solo episode of that. But I'm waiting for us to drop our first episode together before we do that.
Yeah. Do a little intro.
We'll do a little intro, and then I've got the five rookies that I'm expecting some big things from this year
mm-hmm.
in fantasy football. So we've got all that. So we're just talking about all that, as well as some events we have coming up. June 17th, I think it is. We're going to be out at Brutal for their four-year anniversary.
One more time.
We go out there for the anniversary every year. The next one's coming up. They said, you guys coming? We said, yes. We're going to have Outfit Brewing on with us here pretty shortly. I think next month they're going to be joining us on the show, as well as just everything else we got going on. We got tonight, 9:15 p.m.
Oh, yes.
The WNBA Fantasy Basketball Draft is going on tonight.
Yes, yes, yes.
We've got a 10-person league that we filled up,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to do the draft live. So looking forward to that.
Me too. And I'm dropping the links in there for if you listen to it. Now, you can find these podcasts wherever you stream your podcasts, and they are audio only. It's been nice to kind of get back to just doing audio only. You like it?
I do. And it's also just on the content too. Like, that's one thing that we've kind of made different is, now you listen to the first couple. We did incorporate beer with the first couple, but mm-hmm. since then we've kind of just gone to just the content because we want to keep these short. These are anywhere between 5 to 15 minute episodes, things you can listen to real quick, short stories. I've dropped an episode the last 2 days
mm-hmm.
for Talking Baseball with Alan. I talked about the team home run celebrations, and then today I talked about Liam Hendricks, the closer for the White Sox, who's just recovering from his cancer diagnosis. So, but yeah, it's been fun. I've enjoyed it, and it's something that's easy for us to do, right? We need 5 to 15 minutes just to sit down and knock them out real quick.
Yeah, and it's not like it's the shows that we're putting out there. Like, some of them are like you did the. It was Barry Bonds Day, or not Barry Bonds?
No, it wasn't Bonilla Day.
It wasn't Bonilla Day, but it was like it was inspired by Bonilla Day, essentially.
Yeah, so I saw the post out there on like Facebook.
Uh-huh.
It was the highest paid players not playing baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Right, these guys that are retired and they're still getting paid. And I had the top 12, and I thought that was interesting, so I talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm doing with Talking Baseball with Alan. It's just I see stories that grab my attention.
Yeah.
The next episode I'm going to be recording is the Immaculate Inning. We just had one this last weekend.
Okay.
Three
pitches? Nine. Is it nine?
Nine
strikes?
Yep. Nine pitches, nine strikes, 30 mm-hmm. strikeouts. We just had one this last weekend. So I want to talk a little bit about the history of that and things like that. I think it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
It
kind of takes us back to
how other things that have come up that I'm working on, workshopping.
Yeah. It takes us back to the way we did things before, where it was like about fantasy football and it was audio only and things like that. And, you know, listen, you're still going to get the live show, which is a variety show. We're talking movies tonight. We got beers. You know, we're going to talk about why do women want to just lie and drag your ass through the mud and get your ass fired from a job and stuff?
Step to my office. You're fired.
Yeah, exactly. So this show will always continue to be the flagship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you
Everything
want to call
else
it that.
Is a strikeout beer production.
Yeah, there you go.
You know.
So, but all the shows that we're mentioning, Texas Ranger Roundup, the SB Baseball, Talking Baseball with Alan, the Talking Lions with Alan. All those can be wherever you stream your favorite podcast. So if you're on Spotify, if you're on iHeartRadio, you're on Apple Podcasts, things like that, you can find these shows on there and knock yourself out. You type it right in there, it pops up immediately because we're the only the only ones close to doing this stuff as far as like where it has SB Baseball. You go to type SB Baseball in there, first one up, SB Baseball.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So good. Good.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Where do you want to go from here? Like, man, what do you want to talk about?
I kind of want to just go hang out outside and drink the rest of this red IPA.
I'm almost done with it. So what do we do then?
Dude, grab the third one.
We're gonna pop open the third one?
Well, yeah, we're only 17 minutes in. We're kind of roundhousing these beers right now. Now, like Alan said, we do have the WNBA fantasy football WNBA draft coming up. Yep. I'd like to thank everybody who jumped in and joined a full 10 roster league. I think is pretty impressive. Great fans, great viewers, great people who support the show and just want all around craziness.
Have some fun.
Yeah.
Right.
I expect some real good S talking.
Oh yeah.
And just problematic. I just want it to be rowdy. Rowdy.
Oh, yeah,
in there.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking for.
I changed my team name to a real team. It had been Team DePool.
Oh, how raunchy did you go?
I just went with layup drill.
The layup line?
Simple, basic, but it gets the point across.
I got you. Yeah. Would you do me a favor and pull that can in right in here? Waiting for that Texas High School Baseball podcast? Yeah, I wish I could do it. I just don't know enough about it.
Why don't you do that?
Yeah. I'll give you the credentials and you can actually host the show yourself. Take care of it for us. How about that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Love to see it. When I started doing the Ranger show, not to get up, we were about to move to something else, but when I got back to the Ranger show, I was like, I just want to do it. I just want to talk about the Rangers on a weekly basis. You know, I think I might have been missing the Sunday special, but the Sunday special is easy. You just fire it up and crack a beer and you talk to whoever comes in there. How's your weekend? You talk about your weekend.
Yeah.
But this one's a little bit different. It's, you know, and I've noticed a couple things that I'm missing on and that I'm going to try to incorporate this weekend. There's a couple extra little things that I was like, oh, yeah, I need to mention this and that. So it's evolving. I'm only 5 weeks in, but I'm working on it.
Okay.
Working on it. Yeah. So, but yeah, let's go top of the order. What do you think?
Okay. Well, I don't really have an order. So what do you want to go?
What's the first thing on that page?
WNBA draft.
Why is that the first one?
This is the first thing I thought of. What? I didn't write anything down until I got here.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. I mean, the mouse rat thing filled up about 20 minutes.
That was a great story.
That was so much fun. That, oh, my
like,
God.
I was just sitting there thinking, like if only we had that all recorded.
Oh.
Like, if only you had, like, a Ring camera at the front. Dude, just to see you lose your S as that mouse is running around between your legs.
Charged right at me.
And you're just, he did.
I almost pulled a hamstring jumping out of the way. And I was like, because I didn't have my boots on. I was out there in like my Adidas sandals. And I was like, I got to jump on it. I mean, what, the son of a bitch bites me or something like that. But if I had my boots on, I stomp on all kinds of shit with those things on. Yeah, I just stomp the shit out of
it. It was pretty wheels off and crazy. And I started crying a little bit because I was laughing so damn hard.
We were laughing. Lizzie was like, what the hell are y'all doing out there? Y'all laughing like idiots. I'm like, because we were like having some fun. It was a lot of fun.
It was just the mouse.
Yeah.
It was. And I asked you, I was like, have you ever seen the movie Mouse Hunt? And you were like,
No. I probably just glazed over and said no, but yeah, no, I never seen it.
You've got to watch it because that kind of reminded me of that.
Okay.
It's about these two guys that they get this house and they're trying to renovate it, and there's a mouse in there and trying to get the mouse out of there.
So they just kind
of
slapstick
it's just fun. It's a kid movie, but it's got like Nathan Lane and some other guy in it, but I laughed my ass off. Like I've seen it a couple times and it's freaking hilarious.
Nice.
So that might be the movie of the week next week. I don't know, man.
Speaking of movie of the week, the movie of the week this week for us is we decided to go check out Strange Brew from 1983.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen that movie before?
I had not.
So you hadn't even seen it either?
No. I mean, it came out when I was three.
Well, right? Yeah, but I'm saying along the way, like, and it's got Rick Moranis, Dave Thomas. Those are the most notable characters in there. They're brothers. And so, all right, let me give you the rundown. In their quest for free beer, bumbling Canadian brothers Bob and Doug McKenzie wind up working at the Elsinore Brewery. The hapless lads uncover a sinister mind control plot spearheaded by brewmaster Smith Max von Sydow, and must stop the scheme, which also involves Uncle Claude, a member of the Elsinore family. As Bob and Doug try to prevent Smith
from Eisen.
Elsin, it looks like Elsinore. No. From taking over the world, they also managed to drink plenty of their favorite sudsy beer. August 19th, 1983 was the initial release date. Directors Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas adapted from Hamlet. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Box office, $8.5 million. And so that's actually, I mean, $8.5 million back in 1983 for like a...
That's a lot.
A you dumbass adjust movie. That and,
but that's how movies were back then.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because I've seen my fair share of 80s movies, and no, it was not the owner of... The wiener of Wendy's. Not that Dave Thomas, the wiener of Wendy's. Or the owner of Wendy's. Either one. It was just...
I'm going to give you, okay, so I'm going to give you the whole rundown here. It says it'd be like $1 billion or $1 million. That doesn't make any sense.
the math doesn't check out.
It really doesn't. How much is $8 million in 1982 worth now? Okay. $22
million. Okay.
So $25 million. There you
go. That's a good weekend.
Yeah. It's not bad.
We had to rent it too. No, you didn't.
I had to rent it.
What do you mean you rented it?
I went home and I said Strange Brew and whatever.
Where'd you watch it on?
Oh, like Amazon. Yeah, Amazon.
It was free on YouTube.
You said YouTube, but then I thought I saw a number next to YouTube like $3.99 or something like that.
No, it was free with ads.
Oh, I watched it.
So you paid for it.
Yeah, I paid $4 for it for a 48-hour rental. And I thank God it's going to disappear within like tonight or tomorrow night, because it was like seriously the dumbest movie.
I would say it did not hold up. It was. I was confused. Like, from the very get-go, I was really confused.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. They were winding up that tiger.
That tiger was just... Oh, no, a lion.
Lion.
Not a little tiger, yeah.
Yeah, lion.
The
lion.
MGM lion, and they made a movie, but it didn't... I don't know what the heck was going on. Like, it almost starts off almost like you're thinking like it was like something like a Wayne's World type thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, right? They did a TV show, and they decided to make a movie.
Which led me to search...
I gotta know where the hell he is.
Yeah, no, he got knocked out. Which led me to search to find out about this, and no, there wasn't anything... It wasn't like a Saturday Night Live thing or something like that, right? A sketch show or something like that. It was just... This was the movie, and that's how it went. And it was just
which one's kids shrunk? Yeah, no, they didn't have any shrinking kids. They did have some stormtrooper,
the hockey players. Hockey games. Like, that was just
stormtroopers or shadow troopers. That was so weird.
The whole thing was, like the main like brewmaster guy. Like, how did he have super strength?
Yeah, he can like crush someone's head.
But then, like, he's like ripping like metal poles off the wall and stuff like that, and using them to fight, and like I was so confused.
Well, it's because it's a movie that they created. You know what I mean?
Right, so
they,
right, like, right.
They created
right.
in their head, that. And it got weird. But it was so effing. I fell asleep, so I turned it on yesterday.
I didn't want to watch it yesterday. I wanted to watch it today, so it'll be fresh in my mind for today. Right. So anytime we watch these, I watch them the day of, so that it all stays fresh in my mind. And it was just like, I got done watching it, and like the credits start rolling. And I just hit the power button. I was just like, I'm just done.
You had to keep it on because they start talking again. They come back out.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
And they start talking about this. Oh, there's a hoser, you know, whatever. Yeah. And they're like, what's a key grip? And I found out what a key grip is and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, no, I was out. I was like, I don't care if there's anything else. I'm done. I've watched the movie. I fulfilled.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic. When I can, I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary.
necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
My obligation.
Yeah.
The credits have started rolling.
It was terrible.
I'm good.
It was so damn awful.
Which, I mean, I've always heard that it's like a classic movie and things like that, and it's funny. And
we had some people talk about it in the group. They're like, "Oh my god, this is great!" You know,
commented it's like, great. "Oh, this is a great movie." I'm like, "Okay." Yeah. And then I watched it. I was like,
"Huh? I don't know, maybe there's nostalgia for
is
them."
It, is there another Strange Brew movie?
I posted a picture.
I know. So did I.
Yeah,
I threw the picture up there. You threw the picture up there, and I shared it out.
Mm-hmm.
And
It was totally strange. And yeah, no, it's one of those that I'll just never watch again. That's fine. No. I think the next one we're going to have to do is like the one with Arnie.
Arnie Lang? Beer League?
We'll have to do Beer League, I think.
It's got Ralph Macchio in it, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he like a coach or a pitcher?
I've seen that.
Yeah, I know. You've been trying. You told me about it, and you wanted me to watch it and whatever. I haven't watched it yet.
You have to learn about the pitching machine.
Oh, okay. I have to check it out then.
Yeah.
So next time we get a movie, maybe we'll do a movie of the month or something like that. You know, not necessarily watch one every single week, but yeah, we'll.
A beer movie of the month?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we got to review Mouse Hunt next week.
Oh, jeez. I almost spit the fucking beer all over the place. We do have so next week, if it's not raining, you know, we will be out. Go ahead.
Maybe it's like Napoleon Dynamite and you have to watch it 3 or 4 times to get it. No.
Bro, I think Ryan came over to my house long time ago. I think him and his wife came over to my house and we watched Napoleon Dynamite. And it's just like crickets. No, I'm sitting there like chuckling because I think shit's funny.
There are hilarious moments of it. Like the first time you watch it, you laugh, but you don't appreciate it for what it is.
Right, right, right.
Like the second time you're like, okay, it gets better every time you watch it. Like seriously, like I've watched it like 60 times and it gets better every damn time I watch it. Because you know what's coming up and it's still hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this was not that because there was like literally, I mean, I might have chuckled 2 or 3 times.
Think about the gifts and everything else that come along out of Napoleon Dynamite that you use still to this day.
Just your mom goes to college.
What's up, Nick? How you doing, pal? Yeah. So anyways, like I was saying, so we might do a beer month or a beer movie a month or something like that. We'll mix it into the show. But next week, if it's not raining, we're going to be out at Maverick Harley over in Carrollton. We're going to get out there, try to get there at a decent time, you know, maybe 5:30 or something like that. Wait, is it next week?
I don't know.
Oh, now I got to check. Yeah, it'd be next week.
Be the third Wednesday?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, now... Yeah, third Wednesday, so okay. May 17th. Yeah. So we're going to be out at Maverick Harley and Carrollton hanging out. Outfit Brewing's going to be out there. It's free drinks. Like, I'm not even kidding. It's a bar, but they also have free awesome-ass craft beers from Outfit Brewing. You're out there hanging out.
3 to 4 different ones.
Awesome bikes. DJ's usually spinning some pretty good tunes. You know, you got some pretty good-looking women washing some bikes and barely anything.
If you show up, you will definitely hear Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Yeah, you're going to hear that song.
And Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah. But the beer's phenomenal, and usually, like, this time of the year, it's really incredible weather, so hopefully if the rain stays off. We were there for the St. Patty's Day party that they had, and it was...
Got him!
It was... God, that was... What a throw. Got him on the heel. And yeah, no, it is really, it's a fun party. So we're going to be out there for that. What's up, Mike? How we doing?
Mike.
But yeah, just a heads up. But yeah. So we'll talk. Maybe we'll do a little bit of some more movies or something. You're going to review it? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
But yeah, Strange Brew was just, I don't know. And like the whole thing was like the dog.
Yeah, he was a skunk towards the end, right?
They painted him as a skunk, right?
Oh, he's
and
out.
Then like, but like I heard everyone, I thought I heard them all yell dog. But everyone's talking about he's a skunk. Like, I don't know, man. And the dog flew. Like,
yeah, it was weird. I don't know.
And he all of a sudden created a cape. Like, as he's flying, all of a sudden a cape shows up. I don't know.
They end up at Oktoberfest because that's the whole point, right? They're trying to, this doctor's trying to mind control everybody from Oktoberfest and whatever. I started looking up tickets for Oktoberfest. Have you ever been to Oktoberfest?
No.
So I started looking up tickets and I was like, maybe I can go this year. And I was like, reserve your tickets or whatever. And I was going to be in the HB tent. And I was like, okay, I'll go. You know what? Why not? And so the main area is off. It's all full. And then they had the balcony. And then they have, like, you know, some other stuff. I'm like, I might go to Oktoberfest. Okay. It's free. You know what I mean? It's a free event.
Right.
And it's like, you know.
But you got to book your tickets in advance.
Yeah. But
we learned that from Beerland.
You don't even need tickets, really. You can do standing room only, and it's free to get in. But right. if you get there early enough, you can actually just get in. If you get there at like 10 a.m.,
okay,
you're getting in, you know, during the week and stuff. I was like, that's when I'd go. I'm not going to go on the weekend. Well, yeah. Let's see. I mean, the Rangers have a Peagle on there. What the hell's a Peagle? on their uniform, which now is cousin to a Liger. Oh, okay, we got you. Without Napoleon Dynamite, the Peagle may never exist. You might be onto something there.
I don't know, man.
The Peagle. God, those city connectors are hideous. They're so damn awful. I saw Randy Rogers. He got one, and he was opening it up and showing it. I was like, that's such an ugly jersey, but I love you so much. Jesus.
Oh, man. But if you guys have any beer movies that you want us to watch, let us know. Give us some beer movie recommendations. Yeah, that hurts.
Verdugo, he's out for the season.
No, he's not. He's still batting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're good. No, don't you wish that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
How's your fantasy league going? For baseball, that is.
Had a rough week this last week.
Yeah?
Had our first losing week. You went from second to fourth place.
That's not bad.
You know, it's 1 week. It's a long season.
It is a marathon.
We're hanging in there.
It is a marathon. You know?
Made a couple moves this week. Added a couple positional players. Got rid of some guys that just aren't, they're not cutting it.
Yeah?
So got rid of them. It's like,
let's slam these and let's get to the next one. Can you slam it? Is that too much? I don't want you to have the burps or the bubble or anything like that. I was just not like, because Lizzie was asking about, like, should I get the 805 or go? Don't get 805. Last time Alan had 805, he puked all over the place. That red IPA.
That red is good.
Oh, my gosh. That's phenomenal. I jumped up from 12th to 5th, if you're wondering.
Look at you.
Yeah. I'm starting. Ooh, I like this can.
The pink grabbed my eye.
I know, right?
So this is all day West Coast, session West Coast style IPA, coming in at 4.7% alcohol by volume, 35 IBUs.
I got a feeling it's going to, for some reason with the pink and the blue or whatever, it's going to give me like a pink lemonade taste, but I don't want to get too presumptuous. Like it's all of a sudden it's going to be an Arnold Palmer or something like that.
No, it's
Jesus,
an IPA.
You were so gassy. Gassy.
I am.
Stick it out there.
I am. That bubble gets you.
Ooh. Cheers to that, pal.
Oh, hold on a second. Do it.
Do it right.
Why are you looking? Bring it back in.
I can't keep eye contact with people.
Just pretend we're lovers.
I was about to say, I can only keep eye contact with people, and it's usually chicks at bars. I can do that at bars. And they're like, who the hell's like staring at me? I'm like, what's up?
As you're sitting there, just got your finger in your belly button.
Yeah, get in there real nice and deep, like.
Get in there real nice.
Yeah. God.
So the Chicago Blackhawks got the first pick.
Did they?
Yeah, so they're going to get Connor Bedard, which since they was announced yesterday when they got the first pick, their season ticket sales have skyrocketed.
Really?
Yeah, it's because they're getting
the 17-year-old phenom.
Yeah,
where's he out of?
This kid's good.
Regina. He's in senior hockey. He didn't go to college. He's 17. I guess he didn't go to college. So Connor Bedard is a Canadian junior ice hockey center and a captain of the Regina Pats of the Western Hockey League.
He's the next Sid the Kid.
Is he?
All the comparisons I'm seeing are to Sid the Kid, even down to the fact that the Anaheim Ducks
kind of looks like him.
Have had the number 2 pick the Sidney Crosby year and this year.
Oh.
So, this is that player that's coming out that's like the can't miss. Generational talent. Like, again, as soon as it was announced they had the number 1 pick, their season ticket sales went through the roofs. Roof.
The rough.
Words are tough.
The rough.
A kid from Regina going to the Blackhawks. What a perfect fit. Tell me about it. At the end of the day, the Blackhawks still suck.
Yeah, just because they're from Chicago. So, I like that you brought up some NHL. Have you watched any playoff hockey at all?
I listen.
So, you still listen? So, you're listening to the Stars game, right?
The Stars, right, yeah.
Last night was a phenomenal game. You know, anybody that stayed up and watched it, you know, we get the late games, right? Because West Coast, you know, even though we're Central.
You're playing Seattle.
But even when they're here, they still start late because of the East Coast games.
Well,
the Hurricanes and the Devils play on the same day as the Stars and the Kraken. So they start at like 5:30, 6 o'clock, and then, you know, shift over to later.
Yeah.
So you have I think there's like, oh God, was there 8 teams left right now? It seems like it is just.
And pretty much almost all the series are like 2-2, right?
Except for the Panthers and Maple Leafs, which are playing right now. You have.
Florida is up 3-0.
So when the Maple Leafs won their last series, right? When they beat, who the hell did they beat?
Hockey team.
Yeah, hockey team. Insert hockey team. No, no, I gotta know. I gotta know who they beat. Because
wasn't the Boston Bruins, because that's who the
Lightning.
Yeah.
So they beat the Lightning, which, and then they're sitting there chanting, "We want Florida, we want Florida." And like, and then after Florida went up 3-0 on their ass, 3-0, they're chanting, "We want Florida."
Boston? No, we want Boston.
No, they said we want Florida, and so
we changed our minds. Yeah. Give us Florida. Yeah. Give us Boston.
And so right now. Like, what you have is you have the Panthers versus the Maple Leafs, you have the Kraken versus the Stars, the Devils versus the Hurricanes, and the Oilers versus the Golden Knights. And so those are the games. So you get essentially two games a night. There might be a break in there for a travel game or something like that. And, like, today, like, the Knights play the Oilers, and the Maple Leafs and the Panthers are playing now. So Panthers lead 3-0. The Golden Knights lead 2-1.
Yep.
Stars and Kraken are tied at 2-2. Now, the Hurricanes and Devils, the Hurricanes pounded the shit out of the Devils. They're up 3-1.
Okay.
So they're close to closing out. Obviously, the Panthers close out tonight as well. And, you know, it just – I like seeing the Knights go far in the tournament. I love seeing the Stars go. And I, if they find a way to play each other, I got to be there.
Well, wouldn't they would play next, right?
Yeah. If they both win.
It'd be a conference final.
It's like, do I go to Vegas to watch the game, or do I watch one here, or do I do both?
Well, why not do both?
That's what do I go?
Why you got to narrow it down to one?
Do I catch a game? You know, I gotta get Lizzie.
So you wear your Stars jersey here and your Vegas jersey there?
Yes.
Or do you do like, you know, the
parents? No, I'm not splitting.
You're not splitting it?
No, hell no.
Why not?
And so I got to get Lizzie the Martinez jersey, number 23 for the Golden Knights.
Tino Martinez?
No, it's not Tino Martinez. But she likes Robinson. Robinson's had a...
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A terrible,
David Robinson?
No, God damn it. He's had a terrible series. Not scoring anything. I don't know if you saw Miro Hiskinen.
Took a puck to the face,
my
right?
Or God.
A skate. Was it a puck?
It was a puck. It was actually to his cheek. And busted him open. You know, he went out
he
the rest
get
of the game.
72 stitches like the other guy did.
That skate was crazy. That was crazy.
Came back like two shifts later. Yeah. Dude missed the shift.
Well, they had with him, Miro, they had to.
Oh, no, Edgar Martinez.
Edgar Martinez. They had to check him for one, a concussion and broken bones. I think he might have had, or, you know, whatever. It might have been broken close. Or crushed. But yeah, the cat that got. The skate that just touched his face and just slice it open. Damn. Yeah, they're like, yeah, we're just going to stay safe.
Pedro with Martinez.
Shut up, Ryan. Shut up, Boner.
She does like Pedro.
She does like Pedro. And so I was like, all right. But if they somehow find each other and they play, I'd love to see the Stars move on. I'd love to see the Knights move on. Out of the East Coast, you know, obviously give me the Hurricanes and give me the Florida Panthers. I think you'd have a really entertaining four teams and the final four, if you want to call it that. I think it'd be a phenomenal. And then you almost guarantee a great Stanley Cup.
Is Homeboy still part owner of the Hurricanes?
Who's home? Yeah.
Okay.
He might even be majority at this point.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's the only reason why I don't like him.
Right. But you're still rooting for
him. But I do. I am rooting for him.
But they're playing the Devils, right?
They are playing the Devils.
Yeah. So F the Devils.
Yeah. and just like, well.
I hold grudges from the 90s.
In the 90s,
and
yeah. But when we were in Vegas and the New York.
Football Giants.
Shut up. The Rangers were stomping, like just curb stomping the Devils. And then I'm like, oh, hell, it's over, man. So when I get here, though, Devils, like, just run it.
They brought back Brodeur, right?
Oh, shut up. God damn it. And so that's all the NHL talk we have for the night.
Brought Neil Broughton back.
God. But anyways, so I'm glad you're listening to him because there's actually been a lot of exciting stuff, and it's on like TBS and TNT, so it's quite easy to watch.
It's when they're playing, I'm in the car.
Yeah,
you know, so I listen to them.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Big fan. Just I like playoff hockey, and usually, you know, like when we're I put NFL. when we're sitting here, like even like last year, you know, it was on NBC, so you could, we could always have every game on we yeah. wanted to watch. It was no big deal. But now this year, it's a little bit different.
It's on ESPN, and we can watch any game we want to watch.
You can on
TBS or TNT. Yeah. I mean, just, it's just on a different channel.
Yeah. Well, some people don't have those channels, but if you have, you know, obviously, you know, ESPN, ESPN Plus, things like that, you can just stream. Yeah. Yeah. Good
just
stuff.
All there. Mm-hmm. You got the Lakers should be probably closing out their series.
God, do you,
like,
I hate the Lakers.
So I wanted to talk about this.
All right.
Do you remember when you were a kid and you first started gaining like sports consciousness, right?
Yeah.
And you thought great players were a lot better than they actually were?
You mean as people?
No, as players, right? Like for me, I remember like when I first started learning about like sports and stuff, mm-hmm. Jose Canseco was a big player. This is back when he played for the A's.
Oh, yeah. You didn't think he was good?
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
But like I didn't really watch a lot of baseball or anything like that. It was I knew of baseball. I knew of Jose Canseco and things like this.
Yeah, Mark McGuire was there. This, Candlestick Park, the earthquake
all that, there. Right.
Oh my God, I remember exactly where I was
about all that.
Oh my God,
right?
I remember where I was.
I was a late comer to sports. Okay.
Yeah.
I
mean, you know.
But this is when I first, you know, started learning about sports, and I remember being at a friend's house and the Oakland A's were playing on TV, and I'm watching the game, and this is the very first time I ever saw Jose Canseco bat.
Okay.
And I'm like, holy crap, Jose Canseco's up the bat. And I watched and he struck out. And I was like, I go to my friend, I was like, dude, Jose Canseco just struck out. And he's like, yeah. Jose Canseco, he struck out. He's like, yeah, he does that all the time. I'm like,
it's dingers or strikeouts,
like,
man.
I'm like, what? Like, oh, so my mind was blown. Like, because I didn't know. I just knew Jose Canseco was a really good baseball player. And I didn't know if you got to hit one out every three times you came out. I assumed you got to hit a home run like every time he came up the bat or something like that.
That is
right?
True, right?
Right. When you're young, you had that. And so last night I had a moment like that with the kiddo.
If you got out two times out of three, but you got to hit on a third one, you're like, hey, not doing too bad or whatever, two out of three.
You get to hit one out of three every time you go up the bat, you're a Hall of Famer. You're one of the greatest hitters ever to play the game, right? But like I had that moment with the youngest kiddo, and she's nine, and so I'm picking her up from school, we're listening to the ticket, and Corby and Dan are talking, and Dan's talking about how he just doesn't like LeBron James, and like he says, I don't like LeBron James,
yeah,
and I hear the kid in the back just gasp. She's like, and I'm like, what's up? She goes, he just say he doesn't like LeBron James. I go. Yeah, no one does. He doesn't like LeBron James.
Did you tell her you didn't like him either?
She goes, what's he going to think when he hears that? And I'm like, LeBron James doesn't listen to the ticket.
Well, he'll get him kicked out of the stadium is what he'll do.
This is on a couple different levels. So she's like, wait, he doesn't listen to the ticket?
Yeah.
I'm like, no. She's like, everyone doesn't listen to it. So she has this moment of realization that she assumes everybody listens to the ticket because that's what her dad listens to. This is what she listens to when she's in the car with me. She doesn't understand the concept of different radio stations in different cities and things like that. And I'm like, no. And then she looks at me, she goes, Dad, has LeBron James ever lost a game? Yes. Yes, he has. He's lost a lot of games. She's like, what?
Been in the league a long time.
And I'm like, so you're having that moment where you're having to explain to your
like
kid.
Like 20-something like, years? 20 years? I think it might have been.
It's absurd.
Yeah. Like, I remember when I was like 20 something years old, and it was like he was driving a Hummer in high school, and he rear ended somebody, and they just took off. That's what I remember.
I remember he took Brandy to prom.
Oh God! It's more surprising that Rob Deere didn't strike out. That is something I remember. How is a guy hitting 190 getting so many at bats?
But yeah, it was just funny because it's like one of those moments where, like. We don't watch a lot of NBA in the house, right? And if I watch it, the kids are usually in sleep in bed or things like that, you know?
You're not fans of, you know. Let me tell you a little story from 2011.
But it's just funny because, like, she's just got that moment of just, like, she's at school and she hears all her friends talk about LeBron and things like that and, you know, all of that. So she assumes, you know, one, he is a really good basketball player.
There's zero chance a bunch of 8-year-olds are talking about LeBron. 8-year-old girls talking about LeBron James. There's no effing way.
Just.
There's no way.
Okay. You, you want to go ahead and assume what they talk about.
I you know, I need you to report back. Have her, like, you know, if it's boys, yeah, sure. There's always like a segregation of boys and girls. At what point do you think boys and girls, like, they're not talking casually with one another anymore? What age do you think? 10? 11?
I don't know. I don't.
Maybe 10. I think 10. Like, fifth grade, you're all of a sudden like, you know what? Something's going on over there.
I mean, from my experience.
And I don't know what's going on, but I want to be a part of it.
From my experience, I've been around for 43 years, and boys and girls just don't talk. Like, yeah. I don't get it.
Well, no one wants to talk to you. You know what I mean?
But, yeah, no, it was just funny, like, having that conversation with her. And I'm like, no. She's like, has he ever lost a game? Yeah, no, he's lost a lot of games. And she's like, what? Like, her mind, her little 9-year-old mind is just completely blown. I'm like, look, you could be as great as you are, but you're not going to win every game. So, huh? What? Like, she doesn't understand it.
Like, my bank account knows.
Right? Been on that all the time.
Bet on that lazy bum. What's it from Airplane? When the kid comes in the cockpit and talks about how lazy.
Oh, man. But, yeah, no, it was pretty funny. My 8-year-old little girl came home earlier this year. Tell me how LeBron was the greatest ever, which led us to an argument about Dirk and Luka.
What? Luka's not great. I'm going to tell you that right now. Yeah, Luka's not great.
Luka's going to be one. He's going to go down in history as one of those guys that could have been.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe like a Carmelo.
Yeah, where you just kind of start talking on because he's like irrelevant as shit. Yeah.
He's really good.
Dirk's got,
and like early in Melo's career, you're like, oh, this dude's great. He's gonna be awesome. He's up there for MVP, all that, and just never.
He's got a lot of problems. He has a lot of problems. Dirk has a lot of local, you know, folklore. Let's and for being a nice guy, taking the pay cut, all that kind of stuff, and just longevity of being a Mav. I mean, yeah, he won a title. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Was it against the?
You said Luka.
Well, I switched to Dirk. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, you said Luka, then you started talking about Dirk.
Yeah, okay.
So we're talking about Dirk here.
Now okay, we are. Okay, yeah. Okay. So Dirk won a title. I think it was against the Heat, right?
It was the Heat. It was that first year of the LeBron.
Yeah. Wade, Bosch. The stupid shit. But yeah, you know, you think about all that stuff, and it's like, okay. But anything else, nothing really else happened. Like, he's the greatest Maverick of all time. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a phenomenal player. Like, you know.
He was a really, really good player.
I mean, not a defense.
I used to get it. You remember Aaron? Fill in with softball for us? Not Gil's friend, but my friend.
No.
Real quiet guy.
No.
But we used to get into it all the time because he was a huge Luka fan. Or not Luka, Dirk fan.
Yeah.
And I was a big
anything
Tim
else
Duncan fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, I was a real big David Robinson fan,
mm-hmm.
which led me to be a Spurs fan because the first basketball card I ever got was a David Robinson.
This is the first time hearing, folks, that Alan is a San Antonio.
I was a San Antonio
Spurs.
I was back then because the first basketball card I ever got was a David Robinson rookie card.
Antonio Spurs, huh?
San Antonio Spurs. That's right. And so I always followed, you know, the Admiral. Really loved it. The dude was a great player, right?
Yeah.
Now, if they played my Pistons, sorry, I'm rooting for the Pistons.
Oh, okay. But, didn't know if you had, you know, I didn't know if you had morals and standards, but you know,
I do.
You know,
and then, you know, when they drafted, you know, Timmy Duncan, and mm-hmm. Tim Duncan was an awesome basketball player, right?
Yeah. He was great at Wake Forest.
It was great Wake Forest. He was great in San Antonio. He was just a great player. Mm-hmm. And so me and him would have arguments all the time about Tim Duncan versus Luka, or not Luka, Dirk.
Dirk.
And I'm like, Duncan's won 4 championships, bro. You got none. Like,
well, I think with Tim Duncan, he's more of a defensive player, I think. He had some offense, but he was more about all he could do is really back you down and a little layup.
He was quietly a really, really great offensive player.
You think so?
He was the fundamental.
Yeah.
He's just sound fundamental player. Didn't do anything that lit the world on fire.
And Dirk didn't play defense.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He wasn't like Shaq, who was, you know, ripping rims off the backboard and things like that. Yeah. Big slams and things like that. He just quietly, you sit there and you watch him play. And he shuts you down defensively, and you're watching him, you're like, okay, he's making some shots. Next, you know, he's got 20, 15, and 5, right? Yeah. You know, he's probably.
Oh, buddy, that's gone. That's a Kona.
Took it slow and bat flipped.
Watching
it
and the flip, boy.
Oh, I love it.
I wish I would have took him. I'm fine with who I took, but yeah, I wanted to take him.
But yeah, it was always fun arguing back and forth with him.
Oh, he slowed down at third and gave it a bunch of little semi steps. Oh my gosh. Wow. How does he not get plunked more? Because the next guy up gets plunked.
Yeah.
You gotta watch this, dude. It was crazy. He's just watching it. Watching it. So Akuna Jack's one. He's watching it. 1, 2. It takes him about a couple seconds to get out of the box. They're replaying it while they show this other replay. Oh, did you see?
He tried to hit him in the ankle.
And then he backflipped it. He goes around first. He's got an okay pace. You know, they're not going to show the rest. But, as he's about to get to 30, round second, as he's getting past shortstop in front of the third baseman, a bunch of super little slow stutter steps. Oh, boy.
Is he going to try and hit him again? No?
Nah, I can't do that again.
It's
just too obvious at that point.
Duncan is better than Dirk. The better argument is Dirk versus KG, which Dirk was far and away better, but people keep going back to defense, although KG never stopped Dirk.
Yeah, I mean, Dirk just didn't play defense. I mean, everybody knows that. Like, he just didn't have it in his bag. That's just not what he did. That's not anything about it. He was a shooter. He was a 7-foot-tall shooter.
Yeah. But, I mean, he definitely played a lot more defense the championship here.
You want to split one more, or do you want to?
Let's go to the next one.
All right. This is actually really good. So we have the all-day West Coast session session West Coast style IPA. Big thumbs up again.
Oh, yeah.
Nailing it. Sure. Yeah.
We need the yellow can now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, we got two more left. This one and one more.
Yeah. Right? That would be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
Especially these low ones. What do we got here? We got Founders All Day Haze Session Hazy IPA.
4.
Need your glasses there, old man?
9% alcohol by volume.
No, it's not 9. Okay. It's a session. I read the box.
Okay. 4.9.
Oh, okay, there we go.
That's what I said.
I said
4.9%.
There was a massive pause. You go 4.
I couldn't read it.
And then you go... 9% IPA. I was like, oh my God, 9% or my ass.
No.
No, thank you, sir. I'm out.
I don't.
So have you watched any NBA playoffs?
Just what we've watched over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I put it on every so often, and it's
if it's on a Wednesday, we'll have it on.
It's just kind of annoying to watch. It really is. Because the flops, I think, are getting out of control. And, like, I don't know. It's so stupid. Like, I don't know what it is about it. And I used to kind of like, you know, maybe I'll watch the finals. I'll probably watch the finals.
I always watch the finals. But last year was the first year I didn't really watch the finals.
The playoffs are just so bad.
But I do enjoy getting into the finals most of the time.
Mm-hmm. But not the playoffs?
No, it depends on who's in it. Like, if the Mavs are playing, I'll try and watch.
Yeah.
It's been,
I think if the Mavs were in it, I would definitely... try to pay attention the best I could.
It's been a while since my Pistons have been in there,
mm-hmm.
But we're building something.
Yeah,
you know, we had two players on the second all rookie team this year. You know,
that's good.
You
had it yet? Oh, you still finished?
No, let me finish this.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's quite delicious.
But
I back just talking about the beer real quick. You know, with a haze, you know, we went through so many hazies for a long period of time, and they were full on. They weren't sessions.
They were the haze
boys. Yeah, they were full on haze. That it wasn't like a session or anything like that. And I think a session really does dial back the flavor as far as like over citrusy or over fruity or something like that. And
over
acidic
bitter.
As well.
It's not bitter. As bitter. Not as bitter.
And like this is just, I mean, this 12 pack right here. This is
a really good.
You get
pack.
Four beers, three each.
Yep.
Which is an awesome variety. You know what I mean? If you got, there's two of you, you get, you know, four each, you get three of you, get one each. I mean, it seriously is some good stuff. And Founders makes some really good beer. Now, with this one, it's all low ABV. So if you're like, I don't know, you know.
I think they're all under 5%.
They're all under 5. You're getting more flavor. You're getting more bang for your buck. And, you know, as far as not bang for your buck, but more flavor, and you can have it all day.
I think these are.
These are summer beers hanging by the pool all day.
Well, but these are. If you want to start getting into IPAs, this would be a good 12-pack to get.
Yeah.
Because they're all lower on the ABV scale, and they're not as bitter.
Even if you're craft beer. If you're new to craft beer, I think this would be a good starter pack for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think you're right. The bitterness, it turns a lot of people off. And with this variety, even though, listen, you know, some people don't like IPAs or anything like that, but like this being an all IPA stack, it's a nice variety. You have red, you have the West Coast, you have the hazy. The other one in there, I think, is the all day IPA. If I'm not mistaken,
they're all day.
But the original, the OG one, that's a session. I think it's in there because with Founders, the first one we ever had was the all day, right?
I think so.
Yeah, and that's how they made these.
That wasn't the first Founders beer I've had.
Well, for me though, so Founder or for all day, it started with all day IPA because it's a lower ABV. Less bitter beer, right? And so they started making these all days that were session beers. They're lower ABVs. They're easy drinkers. You can have this on a, you know, you can just sit there and chill and have these and not be, you know, slumped over in your chair by noon. You know what I mean? You mow the grass, you know, you're sitting out there like, well, still got some shit to do, but I'd like to have a beer. Knock yourself out.
Yep. So did you see, we were talking about LeBron. Did you see where his kid's going to college?
USC or UCLA?
USC.
Okay.
And did you see who announced he's going to join them?
No.
He's transferring. Another former, well, I guess not former, because LeBron's still playing, but a former NBA player's son.
Okay.
Rodman's kid.
Dennis Rodman?
Yeah.
He had a kid?
Yeah. Well, he's probably got a few. Yeah. But, yeah, he's a 6'6" forward, averaging 9.6 points, 5.8 rebounds. Started 30 of 31 games for the Cougars last year, Washington State. And he's transferring to USC to play with Bronny.
I don't know if I'm in the minority here where I just don't give a shit about LeBron's kid. Like, I don't care. Like, that's news that pops up all the time. I don't know how many times I've hit the X because I just don't care. You know what I mean? Like, I'm actually done. And you can blame LeBron for this. I'm just tired of hearing about LeBron and all this shit and, like, either the whining, the bitching, the any whatever the fuck it is. I'm just tired of hearing about it. And now I'm seeing that, his LeBron's son, LeBron.
Well, Bron, you've been talking about Bronny for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
And so they talk about that. I'm like, I'm just tired of hearing about LeBron or his goddamn kid or anything.
It was
him care.
And he played a lot of ball with Wade's kid.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard anything about Wade's kid in a
Dwayne
while.
Wade?
Yeah.
Well, he's a girl now.
No, different kid.
Oh.
It's a different one.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got more than one kid.
He's got a shit ton, doesn't he? Oh, is that the guy that hosts a... That singing competition?
Nick Cannon.
He got a shit ton of kids by a shit ton of baby mamas. He goes, I'm not a deadbeat daddy girl. You sure about that? I'm just tired of shit.
Yeah.
About hearing about LeBron or his goddamn kids or anything like that. I'm just, dude, I'm so just done.
I mean, I'm interested in it, and I like the aspect of the fact that.
You just like it because Rodman's kid's involved at this point. Well, otherwise, you wouldn't be involved.
Even before that.
You think so?
Yeah, I am always intrigued by the superstar player.
Okay.
The really great player and their kid. Right?
Okay.
And what does their kid do? Like Michael Jordan's kids.
Yeah.
Right? The best thing any one of them has done is bag Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
I was going to say, it was like, right? Yeah. I was like,
other than that, I mean, just nothing.
You don't
have
to deal. If you weren't pushed to do anything and you're just like out there just kind of hanging around, but yeah, you're just like bagging old broads. So, yeah,
but then you got like Vlad's kid, you know? Vlad and Biggio's kid.
Yeah.
Both playing for the Blue Jays, right?
Yeah.
And when you have those players.
Like, we were super excited to watch Vlad Jr.
Oh, because
he's just crushing. Dude, he's having fun. You know, he's a little bit bigger, you know, shorter and stockier, but
almost like a little bit like a Cecil Fielder type.
Yeah.
I mean, even when Cecil's kid was playing,
yeah.
You know, Prince.
Yeah.
You know, he played for the Tigers for a while, then he got traded to the Rangers, which I was like, thank you, Rangers, for taking him.
Yeah.
But when you have those former players, kids, and then, but also
Vlad Jr. right in front of him.
And Bronny, you're going to have them play together. Yeah. And the fact that you have a father and son play together, I'm really intrigued by that, and I think that's really cool. Like the fact that the dad was so good for so long that he was able to play with his son, like back when you had Griffey and Griffey Jr.
Oh, yeah, right? One center field, one left field. Yeah.
Right, you know, and you got them both hitting home runs in a game and things like that. Things like I think that is really awesome.
I love that, too. I don't know if
you're going to get that with LeBron and his kid. LeBron's got one more year left on his contract, I think.
I think I'm just beaten with LeBron.
Like, next year will be LeBron's last year with the Lakers, and then he's going to go to whatever team drafts his kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And then he's going to ruin that team.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
The first year he might not do anything, but his second year with the team wins the championship.
Shit. You
know with what? The exception of when he first came in the league. Yeah. But he also drug those Cavs teams to the final. He drug that Cavs teams to the final.
Back in the day, yeah.
Dude. Did.
Yeah.
It was him and the dude that was banging his mom. And that was it. That was all they had.
Dude, it was so great. Like, it was so awesome.
Like, and they're playing the Spurs in their heyday. Yeah, and you're like, you just kind of felt bad for the guy. Like,
but he was that good back then.
He was.
Yeah, he was that good.
I mean, and he's always been that good. Like, honestly, like, he gets a bad rap because of but the game's different now than it was then.
Well, he's a flopper. He's a mouthy fuck and all that kind of stuff. I mean, he's just, like, getting people kicked out of their seats because they're booing him.
The problem is like, you know, I think part of the reason why he has to flop is because he's so damn big. Like, he's a beast.
I mean, he flopped. He really wouldn't even touch. Like, there was one that he was, and he had like the, I don't know what, whatever you want to call it.
They would never call a foul on him. He's
sitting there. He wasn't touched. They call a foul, and he's like flexing all of a sudden. Like, oh my God, dude, it's time to just hang him up.
Excited.
Just hang him up. No one touched you. This isn't a, yeah. Congratulations. I mean, dude, come on. Oh my God. Yeah, he's a whip. He is an absolute.
I'm actually intrigued by the Lakers this year in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They went from they got rid of Russell Westbrook, traded for D'Angelo.
You had to get rid of Westbrook because he'll get your ass tossed out any game.
Traded for D'Angelo, and
that guy's a lunatic.
They went from being out of the playoffs to in the playoffs. Right? Had one that they finished the season better than just about majority of the teams in the league. They're up 3-1 or 3-2.
Let me give you the breakdown real quick. We got game 5 right now is underway. We got Miami and the Knicks, the Heat and the Knicks. The Miami leads 3-1, and then LA and the Warriors. LA's up 3-1.
Okay, yeah, so they're up 3-1.
You have the Celtics and the Sixers 3-2.
Yep.
And Denver and the Nuggets, and Denver leads 3-2.
Well, Denver is the Nuggets.
Denver. Nuggets and the Suns.
Okay, okay. Yeah. You're like Denver and the Nuggets.
Denver is the Nuggets.
And Denver is up. I was like, wait a minute. That's the same.
Nuggets and the Suns, 3-2. Nuggets are up 3-2. Yeah. So there you go. And tonight, like I said, you got Heat and the Knicks playing right now. They're in the third quarter, and Knicks are up by 20 over the Heat. And then later tonight.
Which Mavs fans are going crazy because Jalen Brunson is just
balling
out there balling in New York. Right?
Terrible management, man. Management will sink you. Management and coaching and things like that. It's a subtle art.
It was a done deal. As soon as his dad signed with the Lakers as a coach, you knew he wasn't coming back to the Mavs. He was going to follow his dad to the Knicks. He wanted to. He was tired of playing second fiddle to Luka.
Yeah.
And
I'm telling you, Luka is the worst thing. I'm telling you right now, Luka is almost the worst thing for the Mavericks right now.
Luka has to be the only guy on the team because when it was just Luka on the team.
Mm-hmm.
They were in the playoffs. They trade for Kyrie, top 10 player in the league. You can't argue he's a top 10 player in the league.
Current? I don't know, man.
Current top 10 player in the league, Kyrie is.
I don't know. Maybe a little bit lower.
I don't think so. I think. And they have a losing record when they play together.
Oh, let me. I'm just gonna pull up NBC Sport. No, that's 2020. Why the hell would it give me 2020? It's like you asking, like, why the unwritten rule of swinging with a cat,
swinging with like a cat.
Like, it's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Why don't you? Well, what's
dumbest thing ever?
Well, hold on.
I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding.
Oh well,
like this is nuts.
So we were talking. We were talking unwritten rules, and unwritten rules of baseball. And we were talking about, well, there was one that we were talking about where you don't swing on the first pitch after a pitcher's given up two home runs back-to-back. And so I was like, there's no way that's a rule. Let me look it up. And I started typing unwritten rule of baseball, don't swing. And the third option was a dead cat.
Nice.
And I was like, what the?
Ridiculous. All right, here we go. We got CBSSports.com. Top 50 players, we're going to do top 10 real quick. 2022-2023 season. You have Ja Morant, number 10. Damian Lillard, yeah. Number 9. You got Shea. I can't say it. It's Gildress Alexander is what it is.
Okay.
Steph Kerr, 7. Durant, 6. Embiid, 5. 5th. Tatum, 4th. Luka, 3rd. Giannis, and then Jokic.
I would put Kyrie ahead of Ja.
You think so? Yeah. Like of all those players.
Yeah.
You would put Jaylen Brown in the top 10 or maybe LeBron James in the top 10? LeBron's 11. They left him out like.
Where do they have Kyrie at?
Kyrie?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me go. I gotta keep scrolling. Anthony Davis.
Hey, Davis can't stay healthy.
Butler, Siakam, Harden's 20. Bam, Kyrie's 22.
22.
I think that's where it's at. I think you're thinking of like some like certain stats or whatever, or like specifically like defensively or something like that.
He has an extremely high basketball IQ. I think you can take over a game.
You could say top 15 and argue that, but you can't say top 10. There's no way. There's just no way.
I would take him over Ja, for sure. Because Ja is just a knucklehead. He's dumb as hell.
You're gonna take. All right. So here's a question. So you're gonna take him over. You're gonna take him with LeBron. No, and LeBron in top 10.
I mean, I would still argue LeBron's. He's LeBron, right? Look at what they're doing right now.
We gotta get handsy with this one so that we can. Well, you know what? No, we're good. We're good. All right.
Draft's not for an hour and 5 minutes.
I just don't want to miss the draft.
We ain't missing the draft.
All right.
Coming up at 9:15 tonight during the After Dark show, we will be doing our WNBA Fantasy League draft.
Video only.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can't wait.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Can't wait.
All right. What else are we talking about? God, there was
something. Our draft room is now open.
Now hold on. I gotta get in the draft room as soon as I can. ESPN. Oh man, that means hold on. ESPN Fantasy, because that means the draft order.
Drafting first. Layup drill.
Ah, come on! It's fixed.
I've got the. It was all.
It's fixed.
It was all random.
That is such bull crap.
Oh, buddy.
That is the biggest bull crap ever.
Brianna Stewart from New York Liberty. Hello.
God.
Hello.
Bull crap. Bull crap.
Can't wait.
Bull crap.
Although she's projected for the most amount of points is Aja Wilson.
Bull crap. I am not happy.
I am so happy.
Well, we'll have to log in on your account. Maybe you can project it or something like that. Or we just sit there and talk. Puss Wagon 69 joined the draft. Where am I? All right, so I got to look in there and see where am I at. Where does it say where you're at?
Show you.
Show me? Okay. Oh, next.
Get all that.
Next.
Dismiss.
Next.
It's walking you through how to draft.
Next.
Look up there.
Pick 7.
Oh.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, buddy.
I'm going to get Brittany Griner. I'm going only.
I feel like Hinson has to draft Griner.
I'm only
because
picking
his team
chicks.
Name is Russian Prisoners.
I'm only picking chicks that have. I told you this earlier. I'm only picking women who have either broken the law and been detained here or internationally, been involved in a domestic dispute, knocked up, or they didn't knock him up, but they convinced their partner to have a baby and then left their ass. I got a set of rules that I have to, a man needs a set of rules. A man needs a code to live by.
That's it. I just need a code to live by.
You didn't cut any of those promos like I asked you to, huh?
We were supposed to do it here.
Yeah. All right, there you go.
Hey guys, be sure to check out the Part-Time Nerd Podcast with me, your host, Alan. We talk about movies, TV shows, comic books, all things nerdum. Mondays are for old school movie reviews, and then we release reaction videos throughout the week with new movies coming out, new TV shows, anything that comes up that we need to talk about. You can check out the video over on YouTube. If you can listen to the podcast anywhere you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, you name it.
What's up, everybody? Ryan here from Let's Do a Podcast with my co-host, Anthony. We like to drink local craft beer, watch some really, really bad movies, and talk about it. So if you're into bad movies and good beer, honestly, you don't even have to be into good beer. If you just like bad movies, come hang out with us. We release a podcast every 2 weeks, so make sure you check out our social medias. Make sure you know what we're watching and when it's going to be released. Come hang out with us. We try to have as much fun as possible while watching these crappy, crappy movies. Thanks, guys, and we can't wait to hang out with you.
And we're back.
I'm so excited about this draft. So real quick, do we have anything else to talk about? I know we had to talk about Matt Araiza from the Buffalo Bills.
Let's do it.
And, you know, this is something that...
I think it's Ariza.
Ariza? Okay. Yeah.
A-R-I-Z-A?
A-R-A-I-Z-A.
Okay.
So you might know that name. He's the one. He's punk god. Self-proclaimed. Or not self-proclaimed, but, you know, he's punk god out of college, drafted by the Bills. Was he drafted or is he signed?
I would assume he was drafted.
You think so? Yeah, drafted. Yeah. So he was drafted. He was supposed to be the punter, the big D punter. You know, big Dick B.
Everybody know that big Dick B. Yeah.
And so after he gets signed or, you know, drafted, whatever it is, he's part of the Bills. He didn't even start a game, you know, whatever. I think he did a preseason game. He punted one for like 80 yards. So he got accused of gang rape.
Gang rape.
By some 17-year-old chick. And so, like, all of a sudden, everybody had their pitchforks out. We're ready to just crucify this guy, all hell breaking loose. You know, a couple people are like, well, let's just see what happens because, you know, it is what it is. It's been a year, and here we are. Turns out that, one, no charges will be pressed against him. Turns out that that chick wasn't even in the – he wasn't even there during the time of this. And so let's just say this. Adam Schefter tweeted, prosecutor said Matt Araiza was not present when an alleged gang rape of a minor occurred in October 2021. I'm sorry. I don't know why – it was brought up a year later in 2022, and now we're talking about 2021, and it's currently 2023. So I just want to say that because it's 2023 now, May 2023. This is an event that happened in October 2021 at a party. According to the witness testimony that prompted the San Diego DA to not press criminal charges against the former Bills punter. Now, you can go check this out. Check out the entire story. I am, you know, ask you to check it out so you know what you're talking about or know what you're trying to, you know, pay attention to. Right now you're listening to Strikeout Beer and there's a couple dudes that's had a couple drinks and, you know, we're trying to decipher through stories and things like that. But from what I heard was this girl went to a party. This 17-year-old chick was asking guys to hook up with her. She banged some dude and then hanging out and going around. She's telling everybody she's 18. Like, for some reason, that was apparent. Like, she goes, oh, no, I'm told, you know, I'm 18, you know, blah, 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 blah. And all the accounts say that she was 18. She's going around soliciting sex. Like,
it was, you ever see, there was video released at the gang. The gang encounter.
Yeah, encounter now, right?
Was consensual.
Yeah. Like, I hadn't seen the video. But I heard from different sources, of course, like on Twitter and things like
Internet.com.
Internet.com. Yeah, it wasn't even. It was consensual, allegedly. So she goes out and gets plowed by like four or five guys. willingly at one party, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, oh, there's welcome. The all-day IPA.
Yeah, yeah. So let's,
like I asked for, and we were talking about.
In the house. What's up, Buzzbee?
And you were like, oh, no, that's all we're drinking are all-day IPAs. I'm like, there's an all-day IPA still in there.
Well, they're all IPAs.
All-day IPA. Mm. Yes, yes, indeedy. What's up, Buzz? So anyways, as she's making these allegations, she, you know, I'm not going to go back and read it. I'm not actually going to even go through the whole story because now it's kind of turned out that, like, you know, he wasn't at the party. She was kind of just kind of being promiscuous, having fun at a party, telling everybody she's 18.
Ho's going to hoe.
Ho's going to hoe. None of the events actually really happened. And so now you got a guy that was going to be a professional football player. Yes, a punter, a prominent punter.
But.
And then, oh. You know what? So my question is this, Alan. So after we find out it's all fake, it's all a lie. What's the course of action? Do we throw her in jail for as long as they were trying to throw her in jail? Do we sterilize her? Do we behead her? Or do we just like toss her in a pit and say, you know what? We'll see you next time. Thanks so much for trying to be part of society.
Those last couple ones, no.
Yeah.
We're not going to behead her.
You don't put her down.
We're not going to throw her in a pit.
Let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
Okay, yeah. You asked me a question. I was trying to answer
it. Can I ask you a question?
But yeah, that's cool.
What?
Ask me a second question.
Is there any reason to have this person in society any longer?
I mean,
for being a lying ass, you know, whatever the hell she is, and ruining a young man's life, and possibly anybody else. You know what I mean? I mean, hell, she's just like, you know. The allegations are insane. The waterworks and the you know, all the bullshit that followed. Oh my God, it was insane.
So let me say this.
Are you gonna hand her an Academy Award along the way?
No. What I'm gonna say.
Golden Globe?
What I'm gonna say is
a Tony.
She had probably had some drinks. Oh no!
She wasn't intoxicated. No, she wasn't intoxicated.
Drugs. What? I don't know what happened.
Pit of despair.
But
throw her in a fucking pit. We don't need this person in society. There needs to be There needs to be.
We're not going to kill someone, okay?
What? She tried to ruin this. She tried to kill this guy.
She didn't try and kill him.
If you ruin someone's life, what do you think of that?
I definitely think you should be able to bring criminal charges on a person who falsely accuses somebody of something.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate that. I think most can.
And you have to look at. The different situations are call for different punishments. Okay? I'm not 100% up and up on all the events surrounding this. Okay?
So let me ask you a question. If you accuse somebody of something and it turns out that you're lying, should whatever the punishment would have been for that person be passed along to you?
Not necessarily.
Why not? You're trying to do that harm to that person, and you're lying about
it. Okay, well, let's say you said someone murdered someone, and the penalty for that murder was death. I don't necessarily think you need it.
Well, why would you say someone murdered somebody that didn't murder somebody?
I don't know, man.
No.
I don't know.
I know you're swimming in weird waters here, but what I'm asking
here's the thing. I don't know all the events that surround this, so I can't give you all the answers.
Well, I'm just asking a question.
I keep trying to answer, and you keep cutting me off.
You're dodging.
I'm not dodging. You're not letting me talk.
You're not on trial here, sir.
We've done with this
part. Yeah, burn his stake, I think so.
Well, if she floats, she's a witch. So there's that. But definitely criminal charges brought against you and possible jail time, 100%, right?
Kind of like what you would receive if the person that you allege did this. Didn't actually do it.
It depends on. I mean, again, you could do things.
I mean, there's video of her just kind of getting like spit roasted.
Okay.
And then like also hooking up with two other people before then. You know, it's not true. But if she's trying to, you know, what's the number here? Where, like, if you're a rapist, how long do you go to jail for these days?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Let's see. Average.
I don't know.
Jail time for rapists. I guess it probably depends on what state. The average sentence for offended convicted of rape is 178 months. What the hell is that? Let's see, 19% of these offenders were convicted of carrying out a mandatory minimum penalty. Their average sentence was 318 months. The average sentence without mandatory minimum was 145 months. Jesus Christ.
But there's also, you also got to look at, like, are you going to put someone in jail with a bunch of murderers and rapists who just lied?
Yes.
Right? I don't necessarily think they should go to the same place.
You don't
right?
think so?
I don't.
White collar? Give them a white collar jail for being an asshole?
Is that a real thing? I don't even know.
Do you think we should have a white collar jail for assholes that lie?
Busby, you guys are so screwed for this draft. I did research.
I'm going to crush your ass.
Dude, Busby.
I'm going to beat seven shades of shit out of you.
It's fully documented that you just suck at everything you do.
You're not good at fantasy football.
We're good.
There's no Eagles in this draft.
Yeah.
You can't even name your WNBA team.
Does Philly have a WNBA team or something? I don't know, man.
I just support that.
He should know because he did research. Yep. Loser.
Well, no, my whole thing is this. You're like, well, I don't think you should be. Why not? I think there should be some penalty to come out where it's enough to where you're like, if you're not 100% sure and you're actually just fucking flinging out goddamn allegations.
When I win this league, the bet gets reversed? No.
What bet? The bet is you win a.
You have to eat my jockstrap. Oh, that's. Or. Yeah. No. This doesn't wash that bet out.
No. This bet is for like a can crusher from One Customs. Just, spoiler alert.
A WNBA can crusher.
You got to fly down to Dallas. You got to go to a Dallas Wings game with us. How about that? Or down. Over. You got to fly over. I'll give you $100. You can pay the other 40.
You can't get out of the jockstrap bet by winning a WNBA league. Get out of my face.
Yeah, ego's worth a shot. Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no. No.
Come on, we got like 15 minutes. All right. But yeah, no, from what you're saying, like, oh, well, no, I think the punishment should be quite harsh because it's
there's a difference between being harsh and being too over.
Listen, like, listen, what's the worst, like, I'm telling you, what's the worst thing a person can be, like, just that doesn't break, like, you have a moral code about you, right? Is don't kill anybody, you know, live your life peacefully as best you can, stuff like that. But lying and trying to ruin someone else's life is up there. Like, seriously, your moral code, if you're trying to send someone else to prison or, you know what I'm saying, you're going to ruin their life, not only by prison-wise, but, you know, even if it didn't even get that far, right? He lost his job. The whole thing he's been working for his life, he lost his job. I mean, someone says some shit about you, lose your fucking job, you're all of a sudden fucking driving, you know, whatever, or doing whatever the fuck you have to do to get by.
Right.
But there's also a chance you have that little brand on you that's like, you got to go next door and tell, yeah, hey, I'm a fucking rapist. You know what I mean? Like, there should be more consequences for shit like this because I'm tired of hearing this fucking, you got to believe everything they say. Fuck that. I'm not fucking buying that bullshit no more because you know what? The last, like, fucking 10 allegations that I've seen in the news, they all came out as false. And, like, this one was like, you know, the waterworks and shit, I'm out on that. You start crying in front of, I don't give a shit. And this, see you next Tuesday. Got
I'll
this
see you
guy.
Next Wednesday.
This
Tuesday.
Guy got this chick got him fired. And then there's all of a sudden video of her just getting roasted like a fucking hog over the fire.
Which here's the thing: like that video had to come out way after the fact because before anything happens, the NFL does do they do
they don't do reason. Shit.
They do.
They don't do shit. They're like, you know what? It's too odd for us to handle. We're gonna cut you or let
no,
you go
no,
or some
no,
shit like
no.
that. And it all started from the Ray Rice thing. Like, Ray Rice thing, it took him too long to react
don't
to
compare
that.
This to the Ray Rice thing.
No, what I'm saying
because
is...
Because Ray Rice knocked that the fuck out.
Yeah. What'd she do? Did she spit in his face or something like that?
Spit,
and nagging
slapped
him,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah. You going to take that?
He pulled the Mike Tyson on her.
You going to take that?
No, I'm not going to knock
exactly.
her out.
Oh, shut up. But anyways, what I'm saying is...
Okay.
So they didn't act quick enough on that.
I guarantee you ain't... If Lizzie spits in your face and slaps you, you ain't going to knock her out.
So they took too long to react on that, and now everything now was an overcorrection, right?
Well,
because everybody was sitting there waiting, well, let's, you know, whatever. They were actually like, hey, let's see what happens.
No, the NFL came out and said, we saw the video. Here's what happened. It wasn't that bad. We're going to give you this or whatever.
That's the thing.
And then the video got out, and they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in that situation is
different. They didn't react.
That situation is different because they said they saw the video.
Mm-hmm. Did they see it?
They said they did.
Oh, they didn't see it?
Maybe they saw it, and they were like, oh, this will never get out. It's
Super Dave, what's up,
Carl?
What's up, baby? How you doing?
But then the video gets out.
So what's your biggest problem with that video, by the way? Can I ask you that?
With the Ray Rice thing?
Yeah.
I mean...
You're not a chivalrous man, so...
I'm not.
No. Are you? Let me ask you a question. Do you open the car door for your girl every time, or do you open the door for her every time, or the front door, the car door?
Not every time.
Do you buy her flowers every day?
That's expensive. If you buy her flowers every day, you don't buy Lizzie flowers
weekly?
Every day.
Weekly.
You don't buy Lizzie flowers weekly.
Damn near.
Damn near means not.
No. You want to get her in here? Oh, I buy flowers for Lizzie all the time.
I buy her flowers. I buy her.
No, what I'm saying. Flowers, my whole thing stuff. Is my whole thing is this: if someone is slapping you around and spitting in your face, there's a threshold, right? Like there's a certain threshold where you're like, fuck it, I am not taking. You don't know what happened before. You don't know what happened.
I would never uppercut her and knock her ass out.
I thought it was overhand right. Was it an uppercut?
Uppercut's
a little bit different.
Either way.
I think uppercut's a little bit different.
Either way, I'm not doing that.
Beard shivering. He's not shivers.
I'm walking away. I'm not. No.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm walking away.
So my question is this. So you have some chick that says that you raped her. You lose your job. You lose custody of your kids. You're in shambles and you're sitting there just like in your, I don't know, storage unit because you can't afford an apartment. And you're sitting there the whole time. You're like, you know what? This kind of sucks. And you're just sitting there just like, shit, I live in a storage unit. Can't ever see my kids. All because this woman lied about something.
I'm never going to be in a situation where that would, like, I don't.
First off, don't ever say never. No. But two,
I'm never going to be in a situation like that.
Well, I mean. Yeah, I mean, how many people are you sleeping with? You're not sleeping with nobody. But what I'm saying is this.
Now, but...
I'm saying is this.
Back in the day.
All of a sudden, it goes from here to here. What do you expect the retributions to be if it ruined your life, you lost your job, you live in a storage unit, you know, not that he does, but I'm giving you a little something. You lost your job, lost a lot of your friends because they all believe this stupid see you next Tuesday, you know,
They were bad friends if they don't believe me.
Listen to that. And you go this route, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, so now what? So, like, what do you want done to the person that absolutely destroyed your life? I mean destroyed. Do you want, like, well, I don't want her in, like, real prison, but I want something done to her. So you're like, probation? You know, she gets to walk the street and get plowed by five more guys every single night?
I mean, so you're dealing with...
I'm just asking the question because this is what happened to this guy. This guy lost his job. Everyone turned on him except for like a handful of people. Let's say 10% of people are like, you know, innocent until proven guilty. Not part of this stupid fucking wave of like, we got to believe everything these fucking, you know, people say. You know what I mean? Because that doesn't. Do you believe everything everybody says? I don't care about their gender.
I don't believe anything you say.
I wouldn't believe me either because I lie. I sit there. I swim. In the lies.
You don't even know what the truth is.
Anymore. I don't. I'm so far deep.
You're so far deep. I don't know what it is. You don't even know what the hell's going on.
I'm telling you. And that's what I tell everybody.
But no, it's
like I'm so far gone. I've been a liar for years.
Again, first of all, I'm never going to be in that situation. I'm not going to put myself in that
situation.
Didn't
I say that? You're not at a party and you never banged some girl at a party?
No.
You sure about that? You're absolutely sure about that. You've never been at a party, and there's like some chick in a propane tank, and you've never had sex with somebody at a party?
Well, yeah, well, that's different. We're still together, so, you know, whatever.
So the fact that you're still together means you'll never put yourself in that situation. That was the situation, you dildo. That was the situation.
It was a different time.
No. I'm asking you, like, I would never put myself in a situation, but yet you did put yourself in that situation.
I don't know, man.
Like, that's what I'm saying. And then all of a sudden she comes after you and like, you know, say you're like someone important and like, and it ruins.
Jokes on you. I've never been someone important.
A politician or anybody of anything.
I'm
right.
I'm not that.
Well, just think about it though. But it got you fired from your job and you were like, well, I didn't do anything. You know, it was like, she said, do it. And I did it. You know, you weren't even there. One of the two. And it's like, it ruins your life over this. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just as simple as that. And it really is like kind of hookup culture, right? You're at a frat party, you're at a party or something like that, or you're at a Halloween party, things like that, where things escalate, or you're having too much fun. You're just having a good time.
Here's where it's kind of different. I'm not anybody, right?
No, even right now, you're somebody.
No.
Because your current company finds out that you did something like that, your ass is gone. your current company finds out, they find out, some that person calls your job and says, if they did this to me, and then your ass is walking out of the front door with a box.
If I'm a guy who is a star athlete and whatever.
I'm talking about you.
No, but just, will you just.
Give me both. You going to give me both?
Will you shut your mouth?
You going to give me both? God,
are you ever going to let me talk?
Give me both. Okay, no, I'll sit here and listen.
If I was ever a star athlete in anything, I'm not going to put myself in any situations that would risk my future, right? You know, if I'm a whatever I whatever I play,
not, couple drinks,
whatever I play,
couple drinks.
If I'm not going to put myself in that situation. Like, it's just not going to happen.
They've been star athletes in their life. Not him particularly, but like, say you've been a star athlete your entire life. You're just above everybody else. You know what I mean? You're the life of the party. You're this and that. And you like having a couple
drinks. I'm not the life of the party because I'm not their party.
Ever. You're not going to go to any parties or anything like that. You're making this a career already.
That's it.
It's a business decision.
Right? And the same thing with this guy, right? He's punting 80 yards.
Yeah.
Right? He's a punter, but arguably one of the best punters ever at that point, right? Where you're punting 80 yards at a time.
Well, I'm going to tell you this.
How many punters do that?
Well,
right?
He didn't put himself in this situation either. He wasn't even there when she claimed he was there. Yeah, he wasn't even there. He wasn't even in the same fucking house when this chick claimed it.
But
means you can't go anywhere.
He had to.
That means you can't go anywhere.
I don't know all the details around this situation.
I'm giving you as I've heard.
You don't have all the details.
They're all out there. It's been settled now. Okay,
I don't believe you. On all the details. Okay,
I got you. I got you.
I don't have all the
details. What I'm saying is a simple mistake or a simple thing, or it's not even a mistake. It's like when I told you earlier, it's like I've never put myself in that situation. I'm like, you have. Everybody has. Everybody's had a little bit of fun, and it's been, you know, whatever. And then the next day or whatever, they're like, oh no, he totally did this to me, and I wasn't, you know, whatever. If you didn't have an effing cell phone camera on her face back then, nobody would have told, you know, you would
maybe
have been.
I did. I don't know, man.
You would have been, you know, it would have been a whole, and it's part of that bullshit culture. And it's a couple of things. And also, it's also, you know, the college, younger 20s, you know, mid 20s, late 20s, like hookup culture and things like that, that leads to all this shit. And it's like, you know, and it really is. It's a mother effer. Yeah. And now you have this guy that got cut on a lie. Because like at that point, do you sue for her? Which I don't give a shit about her.
Yeah.
Do you sue the Bills for like cutting you? Because it's innocent until proven guilty.
I don't know that you have a case against the Bills. Again, I don't know all the details around it, but
unless it was against, you know, you broke rules. I'm like, I didn't break any fucking rules.
But you definitely have a case against her. You're definitely suing her for defamation of character and things like that.
I doubt she's worth what the Bills pay.
No, you know what
I mean? I mean, if she's out like getting nailed like 8 times a night at a party,
but you sue her for missed earnings, right?
Yeah,
I could have made X number of millions of dollars being a punter in the NFL.
And so she's like working double shifts at Starbucks just trying to pay you back.
That's fine.
You know, you'll never see that money because it's an astronomical amount that she'll never make.
I'll see it at $200 a week. That's fine with me. Whatever.
No, it's not going to work. That ain't enough.
Hey, I know you're hurting.
Hey, look, Toronto fans are finally excited. Won. Bunch of idiots.
They're down 3-2.
They're up 2-1.
No.
I just saw 2-1. Why do you think they were cheering? They wouldn't be cheering if
that's
they
the final score of the game.
So they won?
Yeah, Toronto won 2-1.
We got 30 minutes.
They're now down 3-2.
We gotta watch the Knights now.
So
it's gonna be a long night. We got the WNBA draft coming
up here in 40 minutes or so.
Yeah,
but we're gonna go ahead and finish up. Thank you guys so much for watching.
Well,
real quick, all day IPA, delicious, all day haze, delicious, all day West Coast, delicious, and all day Crimson Sky. Delicious. This Founders is one of my favorite breweries.
Yeah.
I really love them, and it doesn't hurt that they're from Michigan, you know? But a great 12-pack of mixed beers. It's definitely really good. I really enjoy it. Two thumbs up for me. It gets the Fonz, the Hey. Yeah. What about you?
Thoroughly enjoyed them. I'm so glad that they were that session.
Yeah.
Because
three of them were 4.7 and one was 4.9.
Yeah. Give me the sessions, especially like during the show and things like that, because, you know, we always do pregame beers here. You know, you're watching this show on Wednesday, or if you're listening to it on Thursday or Friday, you know, you'll see videos that are put out on Thursday, Friday, Monday, and Tuesday, and things like that throughout the week and rolling in next week, because we have pregame beers. You know, this week it was Martin House, Pensacola Dreaming, and the mayonnaise
real
beer.
Real mayo beer.
Yeah, real mayo beer. And so we're knocking these things out, so we really prefer to go lighter on the main show.
Yeah.
And I've been enjoying these 12 packs. We've been having them because we want to get involved with the summer packs. It's getting springtime. Well, it is springtime here. We're getting into a warmer season, and I just summertime. Like the variety, right? I mean,
yeah.
Variety's great.
You want to have fun, no?
I do.
That's it, so man. Much. But yeah, we've got a ham beer coming up, a jelly bean beer.
I'm in.
A
donuts beer.
Powdered donut beer.
We gotta get some powdered donuts.
We've got a lot of crazy ass beers coming up, guys.
Terrified.
Make sure you check out all of our other podcasts. Drink Around Us, SB Baseball Podcast, Top Line with Allen, all that fun stuff. We'll be back shortly for our WNBA fantasy draft. Can't wait. You know what, guys, thank you so much for watching us. We appreciate you guys. As always, I'm Alan.
Rubber Dave.
Talk to you guys later.
Thanks for listening to Strikeout Beer.